Thank you, Michael. Good morning, my name is Johnny. Welcome to Unity Center for Positive Living. We're glad you could join us this morning. Now I'd like to read to you from the Daily Word for Sunday, October 6th. It's about joy. I rejoice in life's simple pleasures. Life's biggest moments, weddings, births, graduations, celebrations of all kinds are cause for joy. But joy is also found in life's simpler moments. The day-to-day happenings that compromise, try that again. The day-to-day happenings that comprise daily living. Joy is in the sunrise, in my morning prayer, in the familiar faces I love and look forward to seeing, in the satisfaction I get from my work. It is in my favorite things and in the sweet surprises that come from trying something new and different. Joy is in the comfort I find in my favorite spiritual practices, and in finding God anew as I deepen in spiritual insight. However it manifests, joy is part of me, a way to feel the peace and power of God in my heart and deep in my soul. From the Bible, and they ate and drank before the Lord on that day with great joy. From 1 Chronicles 29, 22. Okay. Well, I was asking, do you need to turn it up?
There you go.
You need to turn it up a little bit
there.
Yeah. I'm not going to eat the mic. That's as high as it goes. I wonder if our battery's running out here.
No, I just have to.
I don't want to eat the mic, though. I want to be able to talk from a reasonable distance.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
You have to point the mic at your mouth.
It is.
All right.
I'll try it here for a little bit and see what happens. All right, is that any better? Not any better? Not any louder?
Yes.
That's louder? Okay, let's proceed then. It's time for Shirley the Present slideshow runner. Our slideshow runner is also our greeter now, so we have to wait to pay the output this time. There we go, Tom.
All right.
Whatever you did there. Thank you.
Shirley. The presence of God's love is in this place. I can feel the mighty power and the grace. I can feel the rush of angel wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of God's love
for our opening statement. Let's all say our opening statement together. You know, Penny, your Zoom controls are showing up right in the middle of the slide. Can you see where those are?
I'm not sure how to get rid of them.
Can you drag it to the top? Okay, let's all say it together. There is only one presence and one power active as the universe and as my life, God the good. Now it's time for a welcoming song. Please feel free to stand up if you wish as Mike leads us in I Am. And don't sit down after because we'll greet each other.
I am harmony. peaceful I am. Alleluia, alleluia, I am. Alleluia, alleluia, I am. Alleluia, alleluia, I am. Alleluia, alleluia, I am. I am.
Thank you, Michael. Hallelujah. All right, everyone, greet each other in any way you see fit. Okay, now it's time for a gratitude share. If you had something you're especially thankful for this past week, feel free to share it with us. Try to limit it to one sentence.
I'd like to thank Annie for the individual Sunday program.
I realize we have different visualities in our readers. So this is for people that maybe can't see the screen. They can see it in front of them.
Oh, thank you.
I didn't get one.
I guess you know.
Okay. Anyone else? Oh, I'm so grateful for you, Todd. I'm grateful for my job. I love my job. Anybody else?
Nice.
Is it gratitude?
I'm grateful my porch is done. My deck is done. And then I can have a party on it.
All right. Yeah, party on Granny's deck.
We'll figure out the winds.
All right. Shall we move on to our announcements? Anyone have any announcements to share?
Yes, I do.
Yes, Tom.
We are just excited to be hosting.
Brian Lawton.
Sunday noon here.
Yeah.
There we go. Oh, wait, awakening the heart, flow in a blissful sound bath of musical chanting.
So that's right after
That's noon next Sunday.
Right.
So on that note, I know you all have some of these. I'd like to give you all a few more to hand out. Your assignment is to hand out to friends. Two.
Cool.
You each get two to hand out.
Did you have something to say, John?
I have something to say.
Oh.
That's fine.
I really miss this group. This is one of the ones I wrote.
You should talk to this lady about being one of our musicians. Susan, did you have something you wanted to say too?
I should have made a reference.
What I was going to say was related to the previous announcement about next Sunday. Brian Lotland will be the speaker, and then he'll be doing the workshop. So if everyone has handed out the posters and these, and we have an article coming out in the Chronicle this next week. So if people are interested in coming, we might need to bring a little more food. So you could just think about that while you're putting your stuff together for next Sunday, and maybe have again your recipe, whatever.
Dr. Daria would like to,
so we're going to
have to.
Okay, let's turn the Zoomers on then.
Hi. Hello, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Yeah, okay. So, yes, about Circle America, our fourth Sunday in October, we will have a film that we're showing that has the attraction of focusing on something that happened in Washington State. So it happened in Linden, Washington. We'll be sending out the flyer with the name of the film. And it is an important opportunity to look at what has happened with some activism that's led by an Ethiopian young woman who's Ethiopian in Washington State in Linden. So we will be sending the notice out. Nina, do you want to say the name of the film?
That is actually the name of it. The film is called Linden.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's called Linden, but it happened in Linden, Washington. So we're excited about it because it happened in Washington State. So we look forward to seeing some of you on fourth Sunday at 3 p.m. Pacific time in October. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Daria. And I don't want to discount you, John. Because we don't have a spot here in the service, I don't think anybody here is in a big hurry to go home. What if you play for us after the peace song? Would you all enjoy that?
Yeah.
You want to get up and play for us after the peace song?
Well, yeah.
All right.
I've been practicing for a week, so I'm going to be practicing on you, and I might end up just reciting this one song that I've said.
Okay, we'd love to hear you again. It's been a while. All right. Now it's time for our unity statement. Please join us in the unity statement. We will sing it together. We believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. Now it's time for a song of joy. Mike will lead us in Blessed Always. Please stand if you like.
Always, for the honor.
Now it's time for our reading. Today's reading will be given by Tom. It is up here.
Not quite, not quite. All right. So for October, as you all know, the power, the 12th power, the power of October is zeal. Color is orange. And the two affirmations that we'll say together during this reading are on our screen. Zeal is the inner flame that burns brightly for all to see. Zeal encourages us to motivate, start, to be passionate, and to be enthusiastic. The location of zeal in the body is the back of the head, the brainstem. Close your eyes for a moment and see the back of your head, the lowest part of your brain. The color assigned to zeal is orange. Visualize an orange color flooding from the back of your head and brain. Affirm, I enthusiastically accept my good and go forward to achieve my purpose. Let's try that again. I enthusiastically accept my good and go forward to achieve my purpose. And now from Reverend Bronte Colbert, I am a beloved child of God, shining with the brilliance of the universe. This is expressed as optimism, abundance, and enthusiasm in my day-to-day living. If I feel less than enthusiastic or energetic in any area of my life, zeal is an ever-present energy I can call upon. It ignites my dreams and fuels my life. It fills me from the inside out. As I enthusiastically express the spirit within me, I bubble over with joy. I do what I love, and I love what I do. I'm vibrantly healthy. I am alive, awake, alert, and enthusiastic about life. And from Matthew 5:16, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. One more time with the affirmation, please join me. My zeal shines through for me, lighting my way forward and brightening our world. I glow. Thank you.
Yeah.
And appropriate color for the Halloween season. Orange is everywhere. Look at the zeal our carpet has. Okay, now it's time for a meditation song. Please join us as Mike leads us in the heart of God. You may remain seated.
Here in the heart, here in the heart.
Together. I am a joyous being of light. I am the love of God in expression. I am grateful for all that I am. I am one with the abundant nature of the universe. I am healthy, active, whole, and happy. I am at peace, knowing everything I need comes to me in the perfect time and the perfect way. So this is the first Sunday of the month. Today we'll be saying the traditional Lord's Prayer, and because I see Nina Songbird out there, I'm going to assume she's singing for us. So let's turn on the Zoomers and take it away, Nina.
This is Jahari. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And leave us not in temptation, but deliver us from error. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
Thank you, Johari. That was a pleasant surprise. Okay.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Michael. Okay, now it's time for our speaker. As most of you know, we have a different speaker each Sunday of the month. This morning we will hear from Dr. Daria Funches, who will speak about moving through the door in 2024. Take it away, Dr. Daria.
Okay. Good morning, Unity. I'm so glad to be here with you today. I did cataract surgery, as some of you know, this past week. And hey, I want to sing that that old popular culture song. What is it? I can see clearly now, the rain must fall. Hey, there are no more obstacles in my way. So I am thankful and grateful to have gone through that one eye, at least, surgery successfully. And so welcome to another talk in the series of Go Through the Door in 2024. The door to the kingdom of heaven on earth, the door to the full Christ consciousness. This is the door for the consciousness that really shows us how to be human beings here on earth, spiritual beings who are having a human experience as we know. We have free will. We can move through a day with our fears and traumas guiding us, or with our faith, our trust, and our Holy Spirit as our guides. We can move through with our hurts and our habits, or with our powers, gifts that have been given to us, and that we can grow from the gains we have and sow these seeds for further growth for all of humanity. We have these choices, and we are doing our best here in this community to spread that consciousness, to build it within ourselves. So that song, the song in the heart of God, is so much a part of this joy that is ours to claim. And since I was a kid, I really liked the verse in Psalms 30 that say, I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and has made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I have sought thee and thou hast healed me. Thou hast brought up my soul from Sheol and hast served me, that I should not join those who go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For there is rebuke in his anger and life in his goodwill. Weeping may last for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Weeping may last for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And that is the subtitle today of this portion, of this part of the series, is that joy comes in the morning. And our morning is right now. For we are here right now to claim that moment, even if we were weeping last night, even if there was mourning, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G, to be done. Because even our tears can be sacred, right? You know, as the old African proverb says, hey, you know, the rain must fall if you want the corn to grow. So even those moments where we have tears, even those moments where we may feel weary, even those mornings where it may be so dark that we think we don't know where the door is for us to go through the door, where we're not sure if we've gone through the right door, where we have doubt and we're swinging back and forth between moving forward and standing still. Still, we have free will and joy comes in the morning. Joy comes in that moment of presence that we realize at any given time and acknowledge that there is some anxiety that we need to let go of or release, that there is some wound in the heart. And we're talking about an upcoming session on healing the heart right here in Unity, and how important it is to remove any attachment to, or the habits that we have, the things that we sometimes feel we don't really have control over, is those unconscious reactions One of my friends about a serious event I was having about 30 years ago said, "Now you can't have any anxiety. You have to just be sure you trust." And I says, "Oh, I trust all right." And then there was this little twitch in my left side on my jaw, that I had for me. And I says, "Oh, obviously my body doesn't know that I'm trusting, right? That there is some piece of me that has some anxiety about this." So we have to respect the messages that come to us from our body that let us know there is something to release. There is something to move away from. I remember one of my lessons about joy coming in the morning was when I was 17. I was fortunate enough to get a job out at NASA at the age of 17, growing up in Houston, Texas, where everything was still segregated. It turned out that, okay, I got the job I applied for, and now I have to figure out how can I possibly get there? 30 miles or more on back roads from the town of Houston out into Clear Lake where NASA was, and there weren't even, fully paved roads all the way out there to go. And one day, somebody called me, and he was one of the very few Black male engineers who was at NASA and had been there maybe a couple of years. And he said, "I heard you got a job through the network. Talk about the grapevine." He says, "I heard you got a job at NASA. Would you like a ride? There are a few of us who ride together out there, and we'll come and pick you up." And I was so excited because at first, I'm excited I got the job, but I'm also anxious, highly anxious, because I can't figure out how I'm going to get there, and show up. And I'm an aspiring math major, right? So this is important to get in a scientific organization. Wow, this is amazing. At 17, and they came and picked me up. These three Black engineers who were working at NASA, and came all the way over to my house, which wasn't around the corner from them, and picked me up every day for a couple of weeks. I'm thrilled until one day they drop me off at home and I see moving trucks. It turns out my parents lost our house. We lost our house. I didn't even know that this was an issue, that we were on the verge of losing the house or anything. None of us kids knew. They didn't tell us. They waited at the last moment on the Lord for some resolution in this as they acted on relationships, let the right people know in their community and among their friends and colleagues. And it's because my father's business had gone bankrupt, and then he began to sell real estate, that he had a relationship that resulted in another house. So the moving truck was moving us from this one house that we had lived in since I was 18 months old into another house that was in a neighborhood that was actually a lot better than our neighborhood, as much as I loved our neighborhood, and that was much larger than the house we had. And yes, it needed work, but it was much larger than the house. There was more room for us to spread out. For the first time, I was in a room by myself, and I was like, wow, isn't this amazing? Well, almost by myself. There were a couple of cousins who were, coming all the time, so I wasn't really by myself. We're sharing when they came. And there was joy as soon as I was, there was tears down my face about we're moving. And as soon as I'm, weeping about we're moving and I didn't know, and this thing has happened that's like a tragedy for the family, there's this loss, that there's also this provision, this gain, that there was joy, there was something to celebrate, there was something to provision had been made. What we needed had been supplied. What my parents had done was they had stayed faithful. They had stayed in the state of trust. They had stayed in the state of expecting the highest good. They didn't tell us because they didn't know the outcome. They were waiting. As my mother said, well, they were waiting to know what would unfold. They were waiting to know what would occur. And years and years and years later, however, I realized that experience had given me also a concern about all the ancestral losses of land or property or houses that had gone with the struggles of ancestors or being stolen from your land, et cetera. All these different things that had happened in my history that weren't just an example of some loss I'd experienced or my family had experienced, but that the ancestors had experienced. That some of that was in me to be cleared, to be let go of, to be in my full joy, to be in a space where in the present moment, I could claim the present moment and the inherent ability that we have to use that presence to be in the full Christ consciousness and to know that all is being provided and that all is a case for joy, to know the simple things around us are telling us how powerful the relationship with Creator is, are showing us the trees maybe knocking together, you know, to get our attention. The birds may be singing to us at that moment. That there is a flame within us, and this flame that's within us, that's part of Creator, is also all around us, and that we have this love, this deep, bone deep, abiding love in the heart of God that brings us joy, that puts a smile on your face. In fact, could go to the point of making you laugh. When I hit one of those same kinds of bumps in the road for myself in my adult life with the challenges I experienced with the property, I got to a point where it was just a cosmic chuckle. I'm just sitting there at one point realizing the amount of energy and anxiety that can go into fear, where there can also be such joy that there is no fear. Such joy that God is true and faithful to the visions that that have been provided. Mother, Father, God provided this vision. It's not up to me to figure it all out. It's up to me to discern the truth of that and be faithful to it and keep my eyes on it. And when I accept that, I just found a whole set of, you know, chuckles in this, you know, in what looked like a tragedy. And as I found all the chuckles, all these miracles, quote unquote miracles, were occurring because I was in that space of joy, right? I was in that space as opposed to in the space of, oh, I can't sleep at night because I don't know, you know, what I'm supposed to do. I've done everything I can do. Well, if I've done everything I can do, there's nothing for me to do but laugh and smile and be in joy, be in that present, not in the fear of what might happen that happened 40 years ago, or the anxiety of what might happen that happened 200 years ago, or whatever your fantasy may be about how bad it could get, but to be in joy of this present moment and claiming all those things that are the vision, however they are to unfold, and not be attached to any one thing. And that is part of the Christ consciousness that shows us how to be human beings here on earth, to find that joy that is here now, The joy comes in the morning, meaning your morning, any moment we're in has a morning, a night, an afternoon, and an evening. Any moment, right here, right now, has all those four aspects to it. And that which we want to let go of in our past that can only enrich us in terms of whatever lessons it's taught us, we can let go in this moment. Inhale and exhale. Whatever is not of this Christ consciousness, I release and I let go. For it to go into the ground of all that I've been taught, the ground of all that I've experienced, the ground that all of that I have had to learn, but not to be guided by my wounds, but to be led by the Holy Spirit, to be led by the vision, to be led each moment, because my directions change change each day. What it is that I'm to do, how am I to unfold today, how it is that I create this day with Creator, and in the heart of God, to feel that love that is the love of God and have that be mine. That is such pure joy that I don't know how why we aren't laughing half the time every day, right? That we're not that we're that laughter is here for us to draw upon, to feel, to take us into each next moment, to have the phone ring, to have the call that we don't that comes from the unknown places to show up and bring provisions by relationship, not necessarily, provisions based on money, but based on our relationship to humanity and to one another, and first and foremost, to Creator. There's a song that Nina Jahari and another one of my daughters, Alana, used to sing a lot in my workshops on transformation. And we'd sing it a lot in the middle. We'd sing it at the end. And they're going to sing it as a duet. And love is all around me. And they're going to sing it for us today to just remind us of what it feels like to be in the heart of God, to see the grass grow, to see the trees clap at our presence and knock themselves together when the wind blows, and for the sun to shine upon us, and for us to feel our Christ consciousness growing, whether it's rain or thunder or lightning or the sun, but to be in that place as part of creation and be all in family with one another as children of Creator. Sing the song, ladies.
Me. And I know it won't be easy. And I know it won't be easy. I know it won't be easy. But with love all around me, there's no doubt in my mind. I'm gonna make it. Watching you accept me for the life I chose to live. Oh, it helps me to get through. And the little smile you smile. makes the deed more worthwhile. Oh, it helps me to get through. Watching you lift me up when I'm feeling down. Oh, it helps me to get through. Love is all around me. Love is all around me. And I know it won't be easy. And I know it won't be easy. I know it won't be easy. With love all around me. There's no doubt in my mind. I'm gonna make it.
I hope you were singing with them and that you felt can feel the joy in the heart of God. You feel yourself in the heart of creation, in the heart of God, that you feel the flame, that you are glowing with the joy of being a child of Creator, not a child of circumstance, that you can see and experience the abundance within you and around you. That it's not whatever your mortgage account is, it's not whatever your bank account is, it's none of these things that we have created as structures on earth, that we are actually the earthly host, you know, like the heavenly host, where we come from, creator into this earth to be in the image of God, to be in the God program, to be in the Christ consciousness. This is what Jesus, Yeshua ben Joseph, was showing us. This is what was showing us how to live with as heaven on earth, how to be the earthly host of creation. And there's the word you've heard me say before, that the word for chosen, in which humanity has been chosen, right? The word for chosen in Yoruba is like the word for human being. So in one of the African languages, yeah, is a word for human being. So if we don't want to be on the cycle of repetition, because sometimes I do wonder, I said, now, are we in the, we must be in the remedial class or remedial species or something, you know? As humanities, you know, we see ourselves create and recreate the same things, you know, and so we want to get out of nothing wrong with being in remedial, because it's something you got to learn, obviously, if you're in there. So let's get the lesson on. Learn how to keep learning, keep being, learning how to be human beings here on this, and know that our parents, our loved ones, our colleagues, our friends, and those who with whom we've had traumas or significant wounds are really surrogates for Creator, are really surrogates for God, really surrogates for, everybody works on these three major things. I say love and acceptance, discernment and trust, and presence and manifestation. We all work on these three things, okay? And as part of what I teach in my work is that we're working on these three things, and we're often working on them in terms of the love and acceptance we got or didn't get from our parents, or the love and acceptance we got or didn't get from our organization, the love and acceptance we got or didn't get from our spouse, the love and acceptance we got or didn't get from community or from society or from our nation, you know? But they're surrogates for us, because if we can, we all need a spiritual bypass, like people get heart surgery bypass, right? We need a spiritual bypass, all right? So if we're going to work on these, and when we realize that they are surrogates, we go straight to the heart of God. We go straight to Creator. We go straight to the source. Let's go straight to the source. Let's build ourselves a spiritual bypass so that we can have our joy, our bliss, our recognition fully of who we are now, and that joy is in the morning, and our morning here, October 6, 2024, is now. And so it is. Thank you. I'll do a meditation. Deep breaths. Deep breaths. All the way from the center of the earth up to the height of the heavens, where we are pillars. Let's see, feel ourselves as pillars between the heavens and earth. With each breath, as we fill with the light of the Christ consciousness, as we fill ourselves as part of the heart of God, as we fill ourselves with the flame that glows within us and the spark that connects all of humanity. Deep breath and exhale. And let us know that each moment that leads into our joy for the moment and the joy in the morning starts with being at balance, being at a balance, being at a new start. So let us begin by acknowledging balance and presence, being present in the now, being present in the now with balance. We take our hands and hold our hands out wide, each to the left and right, and bring them together. And as we bring them together, let's say to ourselves, balance. Bring them together, balance. Bring them together, balance. You may be up high, you may be straight in front of you, but however you want to bring them together, balance. And put them in the prayer position and do it again and again and bring the balance. I bring the balance that makes me present in this moment and open to Creator's possibilities. Open to all possibilities. Open again, open the arms again, bring them all the way in slowly, slowly, slowly. I claim the balance. I claim the balance, the new beginning, the clean slate. I let go of all things that don't belong to me. I let go of all that I need to release that is not of the Christ consciousness. Deep breath, exhale. And I open to the possibilities. Arms open again to the possibilities of this moment. Bring the arms together. All the possibilities. I pray to God to show me what's the truth and what's the lie, so that I have the discernment that I am born with as a gift of God. And when I can see the difference between the truth and the lie, I am continuing to go through the door in 2024 into the Christ consciousness, into the kingdom of heaven on earth, the kingdom and queendom of heaven on earth. As we are spiritual beings having a human experience. And love is all around us, and we are in joy. Our morning is now. I claim my morning now. And so it is. Ashe, amen, alleluia. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Doria. Thank you, Johari. Thank you, Neil Songer. And now it's time for a healing prayer. If you would like to focus our collective group healing energy for someone, speak out their name or hold them quietly in your hearts. Members of our church have requested we send out healing prayers and energy to all people and animals displaced by war and natural disasters, the members of our communities who struggle to meet basic human needs, those we have lit candles for, and those you can mention now.
My brother David.
I need to pray for my daughter, my sister, who also just went through eye surgery. John Clark here, Jerry's mom, Dixie.
My nephew, Alvin.
My neighbor, Jim.
Beloved Mother, Father, God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for all, and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Amen. Now it's our opportunity to give. We are so grateful to be in the spirit of generosity by giving of our time, talent, and treasure. We welcome each of these gifts from you as a member of our spiritual community. Let's say our offering prayer together as we hold our offering in our hands and in our hearts. Divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. Got a sense of humor. Okay. Let's say our blessing of thanks together. We bless these gifts and send them forth to heal, bless, and prosper. They are evidence of our faith and belief. They do good work in the world and return to us, multiplied abundantly. And so it is. Now it's time for a prayer of protection. Let's all say our prayer of protection together. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. Now it's time for our peace song. Let's stand, form a circle, and join hands in preparation for our song of peace. While we're all getting together, let's express our gratitude for those who made our service possible today, Dr. Daria Funches and Nina and Johari for speaking and singing, our reader Tom, Mike for playing our music, and thank you for the slides, Penny. Next week, our speaker will be licensed unity teacher Audrey Pitchford.
No, it'll be Brian Lottman.
Oh, that's right. This is the special Sunday. I forgot almost. I got the thing right here in front of me. And don't forget, John's going to come up and play something for us as soon as we're finished here. So tune in and listen.